Stop two is where the All Persons Trail officially begins, with a small pool on the left side of the trail and a pergola on the right. Marker two faces the pool, a former cellar hole. Imagine the rustic farmhouse that once stood here bustling with the activities of ornithologists or day campers. From 1930 to 1957, it was the residence and bird banding laboratory of the Austin Ornithological Research Station. Dr. Oliver Austin, a surgeon from New York, his son Oliver Jr., who was an ornithologist, and a team of other scientists netted and banded thousands of birds. They recorded data on bird species and numbers, migration routes, and population trends. They also quantified the effects of human use and misuse of the land and water. Mass Audubon, with its focus on birding and conservation, bought the Austin property in 1958. The farmhouse became Wellfleet Bay's first nature center. When the new center was built in 1993, the farmhouse was demolished. In the spirit of Dr. Austin's commitment to improving wildlife habitat, we turned the cellar hole into a small wetland pool. All is quiet now, but in the summer, the pool is hopping with frogs, turtles, insects, birds, and even a muskrat or two. With your back to marker two, walk toward 1 o'clock, across the path for approximately 5 feet, and you'll be in the open-sided pergola, a great place to listen to nearby birds. Find a bench and have a seat. Summer migrants have flown south, but red-winged blackbirds, which leave most of Massachusetts, stay on Cape Cod all year. They often congregate under our feeders in winter. Listen for the red wing's raspy conchleries. The bird feeders and shrubs behind the pergola attract many year-round birds. You may hear their wing beats as they fly nearby. Listen for the purdy, purdy, purdy of the bright red northern cardinals. The tweedle, tweedle of the blue jays. And the call of the red-bellied woodpecker. The house finch's warbling twitter usually ends with a longer, slurred note. Goldfinches have a more clipped, buzzy song that includes a higher-pitched twee and flight calls that sound like potato chip, potato chip. The common introduced English sparrows have a distinctly non-melodic call.
Exit the pergola. With your back to the pergola, walk across the path to return to marker 2. With your back to marker 2, turn toward 9 o'clock and find the low rail fence on your left. Follow the low rail fence for approximately 55 feet until you come to the end. Marker 3 will be on your left. When you get there, press 3.